people should evolve. We should celebrate having new information. We should be stoked that humans are forever learning and therefore shifting their point of view, and that it is a fluid thing.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Gather and Growth, a show for the leaders, thinkers, doers, and dreamers from rural communities and beyond. I'm your host, Emily Rushell. On this podcast, we defy expectations, bust through limiting beliefs, and ask the big questions to better understand this beautiful world and the people in it. This is your space to heal, grow, evolve, get curious, and build empathy bridges to truly transform from the inside out. Grab yourself an iced coffee and let's dive in.
Hello and welcome back to Gather and Growth. Today, we are joined by a very special guest. She is turning 9 months old. And I have no idea how this is going to go. I haven't recorded with a baby on my lap since she was like little and just slept on me all the time. And now she is furious and has many stories to share. Probably do a full interview of just talking to her and hearing her squeals. So any background noise or chaos that you hear is because we got ourselves a little baby here, which is so, what's the word I'm looking for? Indicative of where we're at today. So today, this week, at time of this episode coming out, marks the 2-year anniversary of Gathering Growth, which feels crazy and like it hasn't been that long, and also like it's been even longer all at once. Like milestones are like that, right? I remember last year preparing for our 1-year anniversary episode, which is incredible, by the way. We'll link it in the show notes. We went back through every single interview from the year prior and spliced together reflections from, gosh, so many of the guests we'd had on the podcast on what personal growth means to them. And in the middle of that, I interjected kind of how my depth of understanding of growth had changed from 1 year to the next. And oh my goodness, I didn't even think I had any further to go. And here we are. We are right on the cusp of a total refresh and rebrand. I've spent so much of the last year so pregnant, like literally only releasing episodes because Jill, my amazing podcast manager, shout out, being like, Emily, go record something. Emily, go record something. Having a brand new baby and recording in that season, and then my house being underwater and not having childcare for months. We have like been through the thick of it over the last year. And I know a lot of you have also been in the thick of it. New babies brought into the world, job changes, really hard times on your farm, growth and evolution in your business, like starting therapy, meeting the depths of yourself, learning new things, letting yourself expand beyond these boxes you put yourself in. And I know that because that's so much of the journey that I've been on, right? So we have been talking about that in the DMs. And I always love when you send me a message after hearing even just like a little thing in an episode and how it related to you and what you're going through. Because that is really why I do this. It's a community of women who are just on this trajectory of growth and life and everything in between together. And so it is nothing short of an honor to be sitting here 2 years later with you today. And I think back to when I recorded my very first episode. First of all, go back and listen, or maybe don't. It was called Do It Scared. And I recorded in my dining room late at night and I was like shaking. I was like freaking out. Am I doing this right? What am I supposed to say? How is this going to happen? All of the above. And now I'm literally like, turn on the microphone. Here we go. I've had the just best conversations with people who have literally been changing my life every step of the way. Every conversation that I have on this podcast alters what I know and expands my mindset. And that is what I'm so passionate about right now is, you know, we came into this situation talking about habits and goals and all of that kind of stuff. And that's all good and well. I can still talk on that for days. But it's so much bigger and deeper. It is this craving to feel seen and heard and understood. It is this desire to feel connected and a part of something, to be in a meaningful relationship in a community. It is this tether we have to other women and ourselves and each other. It is a space to feel like you are a part of something bigger than just yourself, while also knowing and loving and trusting the depths of yourself. Over the past several months, you know, I've been kind of going through this rebrand, like it doesn't even
feel like it covers it adequately. Like, because it's like a refresh. Like, I'm not necessarily doing anything different per se, but my energy is different and what I know has evolved. And, you know, I said this actually to Jill this morning. It's like making the visuals and the messaging that you see on the website and in the show notes and whatnot really truly match the evolution that I have experienced on the inside and really the evolution that we have been through together, because I know that you have changed right alongside me. And maybe you're finding this for the first time. And hi, hello, welcome. I am so excited to welcome you into this beautiful space of doers and dreamers and thinkers and just really smart, passionate, expansive women and men. My husband listens to every single episode. But if you have been around the block with me a few times, I know that you have changed too, because the kind of messages that we are having in DMs and in emails and in masterminds and in coaching are not even just different, but deeper, bigger, better. We're asking better questions. We're getting curious. We are so much more grounded in ourselves and in who we are. I know for a fact we're in different places of this trajectory because you and I, we are in this journey together, but we are all actively creating our own story. It's very cool. So I've been going through this like whole refresh process, which has been so validating. The person I've been working with, Branch Creative Co., is 10 out of 10, 1000% recommend. If you can find someone that you can just word vomit to for a couple of hours and then they put it all back together, it is like looking in a mirror in a way that you've never seen yourself. And it's like, yes, yes, yes. That'd be kind of fun to go through a little bit of the things that we've been working on together to really just bring you in on the inside story of where Gather and Growth is going. Again, as an evolution of where it's always been. You know, it's so funny. My husband laughs and teases me that I pay people to tell me the things that he's told me all along. A couple of weeks ago, as I was talking about all of these internal shifts I was making and this energy I was feeling under my skin, he was like, Emily, I don't think anything you're doing is changing that much. I think you've always been asking hard questions. I think you've always been having expansive conversations. I think you've always put people in situations to get to know, love, and trust themselves and explore the depths of who they are and the people around them and do so in a safe, vulnerable, expansive community. I'm like, you know what? You're right. But now it has some names for it. So you, my friend, value open-mindedness and a strong focus on growth that goes beyond surface-level habits. We are committed to engaging in conversations that dig into uncomfortable topics driven by a deep curiosity and a desire for continuous self-evolution. We are willing to go deep and pursue growth, cherishing a community of like-minded individuals who share their passion for understanding, learning, and expanding their horizons. Our mindset is one of exploration, respect, self-worth, and inclusivity. We are always seeking to raise the vibration of our lives and mindset, foster meaningful connections and personal development. Ah, I love it. I love it so much, guys. This is so cool. Like getting to work with a branding person on all of this has been amazing. And I actually just made a reel about this, about how I just have never felt, first of all, in my life, but especially in my business, that I really fit into one particular category. Like even coach or life coach or business coach, like, yeah, I kind of wear that hat. But, you know, I had once posed the question to a couple of my masterminds, like, if you were to give me a different job title than I have right now, it, like at the time said personal growth coach and speaker, like, what would you say? And they were like, pseudotherapist, friend, cheerleader, like camp counselor, fairy godmother. Like it is really hard for me to put into words exactly what I do and how I do it, because I have what I now know, a very unique capacity to code switch and to read situations and intuitively respond in such a way that guides someone further along. So I've narrowed it down to five things that I have learned since starting Gather and Growth 2 years ago. These are things I understand better now, new ideas that I understand, or really things that just add a whole nother layer to the things that I was talking about when I very first started this show. Now, I want to say, give yourself permission to learn new things. I once heard, I want to say it was Rachel Hollis, say on one of her podcast episodes, she's like, I hope when I go back and listen to my episodes 5 years from now, that I almost cringe at what I'm saying because I know so much differently. And we see this in a really dangerous capacity in, like, I don't know, politics or celebrities. And we're like, oh, 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago, they said this one particular thing, or they did this one particular thing, or they, you know, believe this one particular thing. And now they're totally different. So they must be a liar. No, friends, people should evolve. We should celebrate
having new information. We should be stoked that humans are forever learning and therefore shifting their point of view, and that it is a fluid thing. So many of my early episodes, that was 100% where I was at that time. I don't massively disagree with a lot of it. I just know more now. So give yourself permission to do the same. So often we white knuckle something, whether it's a career or a relationship or a mindset or a belief system, because it's like, by golly, I worked really hard to get this and I said it once, and so it has to be my identity forever or else. Gosh, that's just not true. Give yourself and each other permission to learn new things, to weave in new depths to yourself and new understandings and potentially even new identities. So here are five things that I know now that I didn't know as well back then. First of all, people can only meet you to the depths in which they have met themselves. So often when we are pursuing goals or healing or making changes or starting a business or parenting differently or starting therapy, all of the things, we can get really frustrated and offended or defensive when the people in our life don't get it, whether it's the person we're in a relationship with, our family of origin, our friends, our neighbors, people in our town, whatever. But so much of the things that people say to you directly or indirectly is 1000% a reflection of them and a projection of their own stuff. It actually has so little to do with you or what you're going through or what you're talking about, and everything to do with the way that person is experiencing it. And if they haven't nurtured a safe, high level of self-awareness, then they are filtering your experiences, your ideas, your growth, your change through their layer of garbage and then spitting it back out. You have to stop expecting people to understand when they have not done the work. There is so much safety with other people, and you know, women especially, who are pursuing growth, who are in therapy, who are working with coaches, who are going to retreats and masterminds or listening to podcasts like this, because we don't get so offended by people who are on different growth trajectories or who understand the world differently. We as people get real shaky around new ideas or threatening concepts when we feel insecure about what's going on in our internal world or the systems around us. So if someone doesn't get it, that's on them. And that kind of leads into my next point of like, there are people who are ready to hold space for you where you're at right now. This mean girls adage, that is so old news. This is like something that was curated and cultivated. I don't even know how over time, but it's not how people, and especially women, were designed to be. We were meant to be together in community, learning and growing and helping and nurturing each other. I would love to interview someone on the podcast of like literally the sociology and psychology behind where women down the line were pitted against each other to the point that we feel like other women are our competition or threatening to our lives or successes. That's low vibes. That is low vibrational energy. The women at the top are collaborating. The women at the top are not threatened by each other, even if they are doing similar work, because they know we all thrive together. When we have similar mission to someone else, we work together to drive that mission forward. We support each other. We share clients. We collaborate on projects because we get so much further faster and it feels better when we do it hand in hand. And if the people in your circle are not holding your hand through your evolution, through your starting your business, through you sharing online, through you parenting, through whatever, I promise there are people who are ready to hold you through it, but it also requires you to feel safety within yourself. It requires you to nurture your self-awareness and your emotional intelligence and to not be threatened by other people. And I'm not going to lie, there are some times where there are things happen and I get that pang of that threatening feeling, that jealousy feeling. And I've probably quoted this 1.5 million times on the podcast, but in Mel Robbins' book, The Hi-Fi Habit, she has an incredible chapter about jealousy and how it's an arrow that points us where we're meant to go. And so when we see something that someone else is doing or that they have, and we trace it back to what that core desire is that we are missing, then we can bring that into fruition in their lives. It actually has nothing to do with the other person, whether it's money or confidence or followers or ideas. It's really shining a massive light in a really big mirror back on something that we crave. And the cool thing is, if you crave something, you can make it happen. Okay, you just got to trace it back to what's actually the core thing here. Is it the fancy car, or is it a fact that she, you know, has work that she loves that allows her to buy the fancy car? Is it that she is living a life where she feels confident and free and brave and unbound by limiting beliefs? It's so cool to think about it that way. You know, through a lot of different phases of my life, I really struggled in different ways
with friendships and knowing how I fit into friendships. And looking back on it, a lot of it came down to how deeply insecure I was with myself and all of the masks that I tried to put on to fit in with different people and be who they wanted me to be so that I could receive love for them and find validation. They weren't inherently wrong. I wasn't inherently wrong. We were young and all trying to figure it out and didn't have a lot of it modeled for us. But especially in the entrepreneurial space, I have had to learn, thank goodness, what it looks like to be in deep, meaningful, trustworthy relationships with women built on mutual respect, vulnerability, willing to bring up things that are hard in times when, you know, our feelings might get hurt or something might bother us a certain way and we're working through it and taking ownership of it from both sides and being able to genuinely support someone else and knowing that in doing so, they will support you back when it matters most. 2 years ago, I knew this, but the depths to which I have seen it in real time, in my own relationships, in these communities that I've cultivated, in masterminds and retreats, the way women are genuinely able to come together in ways that they didn't think was possible or they had never seen modeled before is amazing. And so I encourage you, I empower you. If we want to have deep, meaningful relationships, we have to be the one to put ourselves out there first. We have to be the one to extend the invitation. We have to model what it looks like to be in relationship with women who act this way. And not everyone's going to get it because once again, people can only meet you at the depths of what they met themselves. But if they're not your people, they're not your people. And we've got to stop taking that so personally. And I know that's easier said than done. One of my biggest things I am still working through this day is ultimately a fear of rejection in one way or another. In all of the ways throughout my life, I fundamentally changed pieces of myself to keep myself emotionally safe. And it's something I'm actively working through with some of the most brilliant healers that I know. It's possible. And I've learned it and I've seen it. And I'm really proud of us for that. Here's another thing on the topic of like goals and habits and all of that. Every stinking thing comes back to building out your average Tuesday. Goals are great, but not one of them is going to magically change your life. Doesn't matter if you run a half marathon. Doesn't matter if you write the book. Doesn't matter if you get the PhD. Doesn't matter if you get your dream promotion. If you hate it every step of the way and you do not nurture your mindset every step of the way and you do not create the feelings that you're craving now, that goal isn't going to make you feel any differently. You can hate your body at any size. You can talk like trash to yourself in any job title. It all comes back to the way that you feel, the way that you are showing up in the world, and are you actually building a life that feels good on an average Tuesday? Do you actually love writing? Are you actually doing the things on a day-to-day basis and enjoying them and going through the process in such a way that when you reach the goal itself doesn't even matter because every step of the way is what made you feel awesome, is what changed your life. For me, when I ran a half marathon, crossing the finish line, yeah, that was so freaking cool. But the half marathon itself was not the celebration. It was every time I showed up for myself along the way. So what does your average Tuesday look like? We get stuck in that lie of once I lose the weight, once I get the job, once we have kids, once we have the house, then I'll be happy. Then we'll be happy. Then everything will be okay. But we never actually get there. It's an arrival fallacy. There's been so many studies done on like Olympians and people in the entertainment industry, like after they win the gold medal, after they get the Emmy or the Oscar or whatever, how it is very common for their mental health to immediately plummet because it's like, okay, cool. Now I did it. Now what? And so I have just learned so much about this process of setting goals. And like, are you just randomly picking things? Or are you actually setting yourself for a sustainable life that you love? Here's another piece that goes into that is if you are stuck, there is a reason. The number of times I myself or women I work with have been like, I'm lazy. I can't get it together. I'm unorganized. I can't figure out what to do. I'm not feeling confident. There is so much under the surface. Maybe it's overwhelm. Maybe it's not feeling supported. Maybe it's parts of yourself, inner child work, parts work. If you want to know more about that, go check out my episode with Roxanne. But there's always something. For me, within the past few years, I have been officially diagnosed with ADHD and anxiety. Do you even understand how much processing and untangling all of that has made everything make more sense? The number of times I have shamed myself for the way that my brain functions and what I can do or what I can't do compared to what someone else can do, and me just thinking that I'm a giant pile of trash because I can't get it together. The number of ADHD related content and memes and reels that I see on the internet that I'm like, oh my God. That's why other people experience that too.
What? It doesn't even matter if you have a formal diagnosis. It's just stop trying to shove yourself into the box and tell yourself that you suck because you're feeling stuck. There is a reason. And once you start to unpack that, then you can give yourself the tools or the permission or the grace or the whatever to actually work with it instead of constantly feeling like you're bashing your face against the wall. Which leads me to the next point. Everything comes back to the way that you are able to regulate your nervous system, feel emotionally healthy, and understand the different parts of yourself. The way that we parent, the way we show up in our marriage, our relationships, our business, our careers, our health, all of the above. So many brilliant women I know are stressed the F out because they have way too much on their plates and their nervous system is freaking out and they've been in flight or flight or survival mode or who knows what other thing for literally as long as they remember. That's why it feels like everything on paper is great, but they're dying on the inside because their nervous system is freaking out all the time, has never known a sense of peace. It is such a core part of their personality that they don't even know who they are in the absence of dysregulation. Why we say we want to parent one way and then all of a sudden like 25 different little things happen and then you're screaming. It's because actually you're massively dysregulated. I did not have the language for that even 6 months ago. I knew that going on walks made me feel better. I knew that going out in the sunshine made me feel better. I knew that moving my body made me feel better. I did not know that the goal was to actually regulate my nervous system so I could show up the way that I wanted to show up. I did not know how much I'd been in defense or survival mode or fight or flight, whatever, for so long. I didn't know that the tanglement of anxiety wasn't something I had to feel all the time because I didn't have a name for it. I just thought I was the way I wired. Gosh, a couple of years ago, I was part of a mastermind group and we were like describing each other's gifts or personalities or whatever. And someone was like, you're just like an energy drink in human form. And I look back, I'm like, I was wound so tight and I didn't even know it. I just thought my personality. Guys, I was anxious. I didn't know it. You know, so many of us are trying to break cycles and do better for our kids and really set the tone for our homes and our families and our kids. And the number one piece of advice I can give you is learn more about nervous system regulation and parts work. Nervous system regulation, go back and listen to my episode with Sarah. Amazing. She's coming on for a part two and I can't wait to dig into it more. So those are just a few things that I understand now that I didn't fully understand then, even though I spoke to all of those things in one way or another. It's just some deeper layers. And that's what's so cool. I hope that 2 years from now, I listen back on this episode and be like, oh my gosh, I know so much more now. I hope 10 years from now, I'm looking at this going, gosh, what cute little Emily. Cute little Emily. Look at how much more we know now. Look at how many new ideas. Look at how much deeper you understand yourself. Look at the depths of your relationship. Look who you're connected to and people that have been influenced by your willingness to say things, knowing that eventually you are going to evolve and change your mind. I love it. I am more on fire for this podcast than ever. I have more safety and confidence in myself than ever in knowing who I am. Really, truly, not the who I have curated in one way or another for one reason or another that I wasn't even consciously aware of. All of the ways that I am weird and cool and unique, all the things that I care about that I didn't know that anyone else did. I'm allowing myself to be curious and have weird conversations and hard conversations. And the messages I've gotten after some of these conversations have made actual tears fall out of my eyeballs. Women saying, you know, I heard what the subject matter was and I almost didn't keep listening, but I decided to. And I'm so glad that I did. I walked away forever changed. That's crazy. And so I just love that we've cultivated this space together. And I look forward to many, many, many more episodes. I look forward to sharing all of the new fun branding and messaging and content and everything. This whole past year has just been so me turning inward, taking care of my body and my family and getting this baby 9 months old. My friend Sarah said on the podcast, with every child that we bring into the world, a new version of ourselves is born. And I feel that 1,050,000,000%. I feel like I've used a lot of weird percentages in this episode, but it's cool. And this era feels so authentic for where I'm at right now. I love that. And so my hope and prayer for you is that this podcast inspires you to figure out what that looks like for you. And maybe it's not even figuring anything out as much as it is coming home to yourself. Turns out there's nothing new. No one needs to redefine you or who you are. You just need to peel back the layers to know who you are and hone it beautifully, even if no one understands. Because guess what? There are women like me who see you, who know you, who love you for exactly the unique flavor of quirky, weird you that you bring to the world. Until next time, I am seriously so forever grateful for you. Have I told you today how much I appreciate you? I'd like to imagine this was a meaningful backyard patio kind of chat between friends sipping LaCroix at sunset. If you enjoyed today's show, please take a screenshot to share or forward this episode to a friend. You can also find me at Emily Rushell over on social to continue the conversation. It's truly a joy to hear what tidbits and takeaways made an impact on your day. As always, all links and resources mentioned in today's episode can be found in the show notes listed below or over at emilyrushell.com. Special thanks to my podcast manager, Jill Carr, for the time and love she puts into producing Gathering Growth for this community. What a blessing it is to be on this personal growth journey together. Forever grateful for you.